And now for the game where somebody who has won just about every accolade you can comes on to try for one more.
It makes a total fool of himself.
Well, we'll see. Who is the person with more Academy Awards than anyone else now living? It's not James Cameron. It's not Hilary Swank. It's not any writer or director or actor. It's composer Alan Menken. He has got 8 Oscars for his songs and scores for movies like The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and Pocahontas. He joins us now. Alan Menken, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
So, got to ask you about the Oscars. You've won more than anybody else now living, which is pretty impressive.
Thank you.
First question, of course, where do you keep them?
I have them in my studio in an awards cabinet.
Right, okay. So you're not one of those people, oh, I just leave it in the bathroom. You actually take it seriously. You put it in the glass.
I do take it seriously.
All right.
Yeah. I have them all set up, you know, waiting for 2 more so I can have a bowling alley.
It occurs to me, you have enough that you could actually create little scenarios. You could have little dinner parties.
Yeah,
Oscars
they could talk. And also I have the Oscars, like, maybe face off against the Golden Globes and then the Grammys come and smash them all.
It's amazing you ever leave your house with all that playtime. As I understand the story, you grew up around New York, huge fan of musical theater, became a composer yourself. You were working off-Broadway. You had a big hit in the 80s with Little Shop of Horrors. And then Disney calls.
Actually, you know, what was really exciting is Howard called, my late collaborator, brilliant collaborator.
Howard Ashman, the lyricist.
And he had been contacted by Disney about a number of projects, and he said, you know, animation really interests me, and Little Mermaid was a great project. And Howard got in touch with me, and what was really exciting to me was that this was going to be Howard's and my follow-up to Little Shop of Horrors. And, I mean, Disney at that point hadn't had much going on for a while, so I didn't know what I was getting into, except, of course, I loved Disney growing up.
I mean, Little Shop of Horrors, for those who haven't been lucky enough to see it, there's a really good movie version of it, but it is a musical version of that cheap horror movie from the 60s and involves a horrible man-eating plant.
The Roger Corman movie, yeah.
Exactly. It's very wry. It's kind of black-humored. Disney, did they want that? Did you go in and pitch that and say, and then Ariel gets eaten by an enormous...
No, I think they just wanted the technique that we had for writing shows, but they wanted us to devote it to creating some new titles that could sit alongside Snow White and Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty. And,
well, you did that.
Yeah, did it worked you? Out.
One of the things that we noticed when we looked into your resume was prior to your huge success with Disney, you did some interesting musical adaptations. You did a musical adaptation of before Little Shop of Horrors, which itself was pretty unusual. You did a weird romance. You did a musical adaptation of The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz.
Yes, we did.
Which was an early, obscure Richard Dreyfuss movie.
Well, it was a Mordecai Richler novel, which is very, very popular in Canada. And I think we're going to have a production of that next year in Canada.
All right. Popular in Canada. Well, Lord knows, those are the three words that mean musical comedy success. One of the big numbers in Little Shop of Horrors is sung by the maniac dentist, played by Steve Martin in the movie version. And we were interested to find out that you actually came from a family of dentists.
Ah, yes. Lots of Menkens for dentists.
Really?
My dad, who at the age of 89 just retired recently.
Oh, really?
Is a dentist. My father's brother's a dentist. My father's father was a dentist. My mother's sister's husband was a dentist. My father's sister's husband is a dentist.
What's wrong with you?
I failed.
Are you you're a little bit of a disappointment to the family, I
but
would bet.
I did, in fact, contribute to dentistry by creating the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors, and I did have the idea that the dentist should laugh himself to death on nitrous oxide, which, when we conceived that, my dad actually was president of the New York chapter of the American Analgesia Society, Society of Dentists, that promoted the use of nitrous oxide as safe. And I thought, my dad would find this funny. So I, as I always do, I sent a tape to my parents, a little cassette tape, and my mother leaves a message on the machine, and she says, okay, honey, yeah, we heard the show. Okay. And I said, oh, that's weird. And Janet said, oh, no, I think your mother's so moved. I said, I don't know. So I called them up and said, how would you feel if you had devoted yourself to promoting the use of nitrous oxide as safe, and your son wrote a musical in which his dentist laughs himself to death. And then after the show was successful, my dad actually provided all of the slides of teeth that we used in the show. So
I have two thoughts. First of all, that is a first world problem. Secondly, that is a musical, what you just described. Son of a family of dentists rebels, leaves the house, writes a musical, slanders dentistry. Just think of the big ballads. Just think of the numbers.
And I want to add thirdly that I've never met the woman, but it sounds to me like you do a dead-on impression of your mother.
got that.
Is it weird to have so much of your music so much a part of the popular imagination? I mean, have you ever like gotten to an elevator and heard one of your songs?
Yeah, it is strange because I'll hear a song and it sounds familiar and I go, is that mine? And I'll go, oh yes, it is. But it's great. I mean, it is one of the great blessings of my life is that I'll sit down sometimes and play, a concert or something, and I'll find people singing along with me, and it's just amazing. I like literally go find myself crying on stage because it's so special.
You could be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Alan Menken, we're delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You Shouldn't Have. No, seriously, you shouldn't have.
Every year about this time, we do a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me gift guide. It's really more of a warning than a guide. We're going to ask you three questions about terrible toys you should never give to any child you love. If you get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's Voice, on their home answering machine, the prize that anybody would like. Carl, who is Alan Menken playing for?
Alan is playing for Tim Garrett from Monette, Missouri.
All right. First toy. Most kids can't wait to grow up, and toy makers have taken advantage of that desire with which of these toys? One of these really exists. Is it A Mad Men brand toy liquor cabinet? B, a child-sized temporary lower back tattoo, also known as a baby tramp stamp? Or C, the computer game TurboTax for Kids.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go for A.
The Mad Men brand toy liquor cabinet.
I would think so. I think that's great for kids.
Your own little Don Draper. They should do that, but actually it's the tramp stamp, little baby tramp stamp.
Oh,
temporary
no.
tattoos.
Oh. And it goes in the lower back,
you know, just above the...
That is distasteful.
I know.
And the baby, a drinking set would be very classy.
You think so?
Yeah. A little milk, two fingers of milk.
What
can I pour
you?
Yeah.
Emulate daddy.
Yeah.
It'd be four fingers of milk then.
You still have to. You have two more chances. Here's a great present for a girl you would never actually want to buy for any girl you liked. A, the girls only cleaning trolley. B, the Hooters Waitress of the Year 2018 baby onesie. Or C, the Wait for Prince Charming game.
I'm going to say C, Wait for Prince Charming game.
Really? The game when you sit around and just do nothing, you just keep rolling the dice hoping that eventually the prince will show up.
What was the second one?
The second one was the Hooters Waitress of the Year 2018 baby onesie.
Okay, can I change my choice?
You may.
I'm going to go to A.
You're going to go to A?
Cleaning trolley.
You're right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh. I was hoping for the Hooters outfit.
It's pink, of course, the little cleaning trolley, and it comes with a little mop and a broom and a bucket. Like the grown-up version, it does not come with a living wage. All right, you've got one right, you got one wrong. Get this right, you win, It's the dramatic tension, third act of the musical. Here we go. Last question. Kids like plush toys, right? So they'll love this special line of stuffed friends. Is it A, the roadkill line of stuffed animals? B, stuffed Larry King? Or C, cuddle a banker line of stuffed financiers?
Oh, God. I think the only one I'd find palatable is C, stuffed financiers.
Stuffed financiers?
That's slightly more gross than roadkill, isn't it?
Really? Slightly more gross. And you'd bring them home and you'd give them little bonuses?
I think you would ride your tricycle over them.
Well, I think they're already stuffed, I think.
That's true. They're already stuffed.
Okay, I'm saying C.
You're saying C? I'm afraid it was A. It was, in fact, the roadkill line. They do come with little tire tracks, bulgy eyes, tasteful guts. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know,
kids would rather play with dead animals than bankers.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, I failed. I apologize.
At least when you save a run-over animal, it's grateful. Carl, how did Alan Menken do in our quiz?
Well, Alan had one correct answer, but he needed at least two correct answers to win for Tim Garrett.
Oh, Tim, oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
You've given the world so much. You're allowed to mess this one thing
up. I think you're going to... Perhaps you'll find some comfort in your shelf full of Oscars. Alan Menken has just been nominated for yet another award, in this case the Golden Globe, for his song I See the Light in the Disney film Tangled. He has composed pretty much every great animated movie musical you've seen in the last 20 years. Alan Menken, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good
for being with us. What fun to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Now you or the fish is happy as after.